I was involved in the Project Mannequin. That's a what's known as a super soldier project. It's mind control, drug-assisted hypnosis, and trauma-based mind control, which the NSA and British intelligence, they use trauma and torture to dissociate the mind and program it. And there's a lot of genetic enhancement and engineering that goes on in Project Mannequin and microchipping. It's run by the NSA and British Intelligence.
How long has that been going on, James, the program?
The project started in 1972. It's run from a secret base called AL-499, and that's located in Peasemore, a small village of Peasemore, 200 feet below the village in Berkshire, in the United Kingdom. And that base is so secret that the local residents don't even know that it's there. It's basically a terrorist base, to be honest with you, George. The NSA and British intelligence involved in kidnapping children from around the country, and these children are programmed with mind control and genetically enhanced.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they're basically trained from young children in the kidnappings to the base, and some children are even murdered there. In the training, there's the children have fights to the death with weapons, and the handlers of the program, and we've got some names of those people. Basically, some of the children are used in the genetic experimentation and are killed in that. And basically, they're used in espionage when they become adults, and they're used as assassins and things like remote viewing and telepaths as well.
Are they kept in this underground facility from their childhood through adulthood?
No, basically, you go for regular training and genetic enhancements. For me, it was a couple of times a year as a kid, and then the rest of the time you're out in the community. I lived in London and Reading, in Berkshire. I grew up near the base, and but when the procedures take place in the base, afterwards your memories are wiped with drug-assisted hypnosis and hardware. So you're not actually aware that you're in the program when you're out in the normal community. And I mean, to give you a brief history of the project, it's a continuation of the Nazi super race projects. Goes back to Project Paperclip in 1945, when the British intelligence and the OSS they brought thousands of the leading Nazi scientists in mind control and genetics to America and Britain to carry on their research. And a year later, in 1946, there was a British genetic bloodline study called Project Anvil. And that was basically looking for gifted psychic children who were rhesus negative blood type. And the NSA code name for these children, they're called digital children, because they're actually linked up to the very powerful computers at the facility with the cranial implant that goes in the brain in front of the pineal gland. And the children can process huge amounts of information per second, and they're linked up to the computers and the hardware there for remote viewing and other ops.
You're almost like androids, I guess.
Basically, yeah, I think, a lot of the NSA and British intelligence projects, you can tell a lot by the name of them. They're often a play on words, so this is Project Mannequin.
What about the parents of these children, James? I mean, did you have parents? Did they know what was happening to you? Did they lose you? What happened?
Usually the parents are programmed themselves. I mean, my dad was a MI6 agent himself. He was involved in the international drug trafficking operations called Project Carrier Pigeon. So it was a lot of mind control is multi-generational.
And mother?
Basically, mother was, she wasn't really aware of what's going on because she was programmed herself. And when I was taken as a child, often it would be, it'd be for like 8 hours and things like that. So basically, the parents are always programmed themselves, because if they're not, they'll realize something's wrong.
What did they want to do, James, with you and some of the other children as they were genetically trying to enhance them and mind control develop them? What was the goal?
Basically, in Project Oak Tree, that was run from Harwell Labs. That was connected into all the major hospitals in this country, and they were trying to identify psychic children through their medical records. And they basically want a super soldier, genetically enhanced espionage agent with PSI abilities for remote viewing, and used as telepaths, used as psychics, increased strength, coordinations, and things like that. This at the Harwell Genetics Labs, there's the code name Alpha Entrance. And that's an underground lab entrance there in one of the buildings. You go into one of the buildings, and there's a security desk with two armed security officers. And you go in, and there's a lift, and you go down 200 feet, and then there's security desk B underground. And that's usually got four armed security officers. And then there's a two-lane road underground, and you actually go from Harwell Genetics Labs to the base underneath Peasmore. And
no one above ground knows the difference.
No, because there's a lot of different bases around the UK, underground bases, and I suppose we can talk about them later, but they all link underground by a train system, and also there's a two-lane underground road there, and there's military vehicles going back and forth. So, there's sort of quiet entrances above ground, but it's all happening underground.